Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. We heard about this shark attack on Monday happening near Albany, which is absolutely horrific stuff. But the story to come out of it, number one, the guy survived, which is awesome. That is Luke who survived. But the guy that rescued him is getting a lot of media attention. And why not? What a legend. Connor, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Connor, how are you doing? It's been a pretty crazy time since Monday.
I'm actually doing really well, thank you. Luke and I are having laughs about it. So
wow.
It's going good.
Okay.
I guess the question really should be, how's Luke doing at the moment? We've heard that he's okay, but he's still in Albany Hospital. Is that right?
Yeah, he's still in the hospital. He has surgery at 1 o'clock on his tendon in his knee. His patella tendon is what the shark tore.
Okay,
well, first of all, let's go back to what actually happened on Monday. Walk us through how it all unfolded.
We did our typical Monday thing, and we went down to a beach of our choice, and we chose Mistaken Island as the day's beach, because we hadn't been there in a couple of months, and we wanted to go back, see what was going on. So we come back, and usually we go straight out towards the island, but we decided to go left from the beach around the rocks.
Yep.
So we started heading around with, what about, 700 metres to a K around the rock. And then by then, he shot a fish, and I've already got a fish, and he shot another one, and then I've come up to like look around for sharks to see what's going on, and then out of nowhere comes this big great white, and for a second I thought I was imagining it, so I had to blink a couple of times and almost smacked myself in the face, and then it was real. So I got up on top of the water and I was screaming at him like, "There's a shark! We need to get out of the water now!"
Yeah.
And then it grabbed the fish off the end of his spear and took off with that, and then it come back. We have stringers which hang around our knee, which we hold our other fish on.
Yeah.
And it's come through, it's grabbed the fish, but I reckon his bottom teeth have copped his knee, and then because he was kicking backwards, it hit his calf on the other leg as well.
Wow.
And so did it bite down, though? Or do you think it intentionally bit him, or do you think it was, like you said, he just got caught in the moment?
Oh, it definitely did not want. I definitely didn't want to bite him. His legs just got in the way.
Oh,
like that's what Luke and I don't want to happen, is for people to put so much hate on these sharks for attacking us, because it didn't attack. It just wanted the food, and we brought it on ourselves. Like, there was blood in the water, the smell of food. And she was just a hungry fish.
Connor, I don't know if I'd have the same mentality that you have after encountering that.
That's a beautiful attitude.
But I love that you're, I've got to assume that Luke's feeling the same way despite being in hospital right now about the whole, it was an accident, sharks do what sharks do.
Yeah, exactly. Luke and I are on the exact same page. Like, yes, it was a very scary encounter, but it wasn't intentional. He did not want to hurt him. He just wanted the fish.
So talk us through the moment then. So he's been attacked and there's blood and, it's from his leg. What do you do then in that moment?
I got onto the rocks first and ripped all my gear off, and then I've jumped back down and grabbed him and pulled him up onto the rocks, and he's just gone, "My knee, there is so much pressure on my knee." Like, and I was like, "Yeah, don't look at it. Just don't look at it." Because as soon as you see it, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
And I saw on both legs that his wetsuit was torn, and then it only started to bleed when we got him on shore.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. And then you managed to carry him 2 kilometres, and this is Luke's own words, save his life, because, when you've got that much blood loss happening and you're in a little bit of a remote situation, I guess time's ticking. So did you just go into full-blown survival mode?
Yeah, well, Luke and I were both pumped full of that much adrenaline. He, to me, when we were walking, he didn't feel heavier than 20 kilos. He was so light. It was so strange. He reckons I saved him. I reckon I was just helping out a friend.
Connor, you're an absolute superstar. Good luck for your mate today who goes in surgery, like you said, at 1 o'clock for Luke. Well done you, man, and great attitude. And, wow.
You're a hero. Whether you feel comfortable with that title or not, you save someone's life, and who better to save than your best mate? So congratulations, Connor. That's what an amazing thing you've done.
Thank you.